You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Beverly is right. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, it's about time for your miracle. All you got to do is what? Stand fast. Stay steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the words of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. This is your radio broadcast host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to know God is still moving. I want you to know God is still healing. I want you to know all you got to do is keep believing and trusting in God. The enemy comes in like a flood, but the Lord lift up a standard. Come on here, for his people. He fights for his people. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. God is on your side. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, Bishop Kitt. Hallelujah. Macmillan, God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast by Cypress audience. I want you to know God is able to do it. I want you to know God can and he will do it. Don't fret. Don't worry. Hold your head up high. Listen, my friends. God is so good. We have been in. Amen. Let me just go ahead. Do a word of prayer. We'll come back in, amen, and give you some announcements and give you some update of what God has been doing at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you now, God, because you're still on the throne. We thank you because you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind. We had the activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you because we trust in you, Father, and we're looking unto you, God, knowing that you're able and knowing that you will. You can do it, God. We know that you're still on the throne this morning. Father, we ask you to touch each and every one that's on the side of my voice and on the other side of the Cypress audience, on the other side of the dial, Lord, the radio dial, Lord, listening and watching, Father. Touch the sick and shut in right now, Father. Make them strong. Make them whole. Make them complete because your word has already done it, Father. And we're going to walk in it. And we're going to believe you and take it at your word, Father. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, this is Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host this morning. Amen. You stay with me 1 hour, and I stay with you. Praise God. Listen, I want to let you know what has been taking place at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Oh, my God. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, we were in a 2 weeks revival. I mean, packed. 2 weeks revival with at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Prophetess Carissa Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God moves so profound. Amen. And God moved in the revival the first week. Excuse me. The first week, amen, and God called another week after that. We was the original church. We went in from one revival that week to another week. Praise God. God bless us. People were coming. They were getting touched. They were getting healed. Those of you that are on the line, those of you that are watching by Cypress audience and you was in the service, you already know what took place in your life. You already know how the woman of God spoke so profound, amen, and the word of God into your spirit. Praise God. Then I'm telling you, we're still on. Then we went right out of that into Pentecost. Oh my God, you everywhere all over. Amen. We celebrated Pentecost Sunday, last Sunday, the fire of God, the birthing of the church. Amen. When he told them to go into the upper room and wait there until thou be endowed with power on high. Praise God. Oh, Pentecost, Pentecost, Pentecost. We're still, amen, the after effects. Praise our God. Now we're in our church anniversary celebration. We've been in it a whole week. Now this is the third week that we've been at the sanctuary of the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. God has been moving by his power. I want to let you know on Monday night, praise our God, we had Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, hallelujah, miracle healing, revival, deliverance center in Melbourne, Florida. I'm telling you, God moved Monday night. Oh, my God. Pastor Haywood came in and preached a profound word over to God's people on Monday night. God reached down, touched people again. We still being revived. We still going forth up for Pentecost. Now the church anniversary. Then on Tuesday night, we had Pastor Diana Hayes. Ah, God, hallelujah, from out of Cocoa. Hallelujah. Praise God. Apostolic Church of Jesus. Amen. Came in with a profound word. I'm telling you, it was something in the house. Praise God. I'll tell you, let me go back. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood talked about standing. Amen. Standing and stand on the wall. Stand attention. Amen. No matter what's going on. Praise our God. Then Pastor Diana Hayes came back on Monday night. Praise God. Tuesday night. I'm sorry. Tuesday night. And she talked about the alignment. Praise our God. Being in alignment. Praise God. With the people, with the man of God, the head, the man of God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost moved in the place. It was something in that place on Tuesday night with Pastor Donna Hayes. Hallelujah. Apostolic Church of Jesus. Coco, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Then on, that was Tuesday, Wednesday. Last night, praise our God. I'm telling you, God moved so profound with Apostle Antoine Brown. I'm sorry, let me back up. I skipped Wednesday night. Pastor Tan from out of West Palm Beach, in his presence ministry. Oh my God, she came and she spoke to the body, but she spoke direct to me. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Standing, telling me to stand, be not weary. Through all the years and through all whatever has occurred in the ministry, as being steadfast. Being encouraged, she came in and encouraged the man of God. I'm telling you, she spoke so profound, and it just hit home. God did a new thing in there again on Wednesday night. That was with Pastor Tan, all the way from West Palm Beach, in his presence ministry. Then Thursday night, here we go. Oh, my God. Thursday night, it was Apostle Antoine Brown, praise God, from out of Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. Talking about the divine connection. Praise God and what people and God has put people in your life. Praise our God. The man of God spoke so profound on last night. Oh, my God. It was something in the place again. This is the church anniversary. Hallelujah. I want to let you know the church was birthed on yesterday. Hallelujah. The church was birthed on yesterday. And we celebrated. And we're celebrating this week. Praise our God, through the birthing of Prophetess Carissa Moses. He spoke on during that time, and he said, when you open up the church, you will call it the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Don't tack your name to it. Don't tack nothing else to it, but stay with it. Do not change it. The Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Hallelujah. There's power in us. Praise God, oh God. Hallelujah. We're healed, we're delivered, and we're set free, and we're the temple of God. Amen. Incorporated all over to saints of God, the body of Christ. Praise our God. And you don't want to miss it tonight. Oh, praise our God. It will end tonight, but tonight services, but Sunday morning will be the climax of it. Praise our God. We will end tonight. Praise our God. We got a speaker coming in. They're coming in. You've seen the flyer. They're coming in. We got speakers coming in. I want you to be there with the grace on tonight. It's going to be something in the place. I'm looking to see you at 1219 South Street. Hallelujah. And help us celebrate what God has done down through the years in the power of faith, healing, and and deliverance temple. Hallelujah. I want you to get ready. Get ready, people of God. It's going to be something in the place. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. I want to see you in the place. Come on, tell somebody, bring somebody with you. Let them know that there's something going on at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, is where we are located, and the Holy Ghost is in charge. Praise our God. I guarantee you, when you come in through the doors, you will never be the same. You will never leave out the same. I guarantee you, you come in broken, you'll leave out healed. You leave out set free. Come on, you leave out. You come in sick, you leave out healed. You come in bound, you come in bound, you leave out set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to miss you. I want to see you. I don't want to miss you. I want to see you in the place. Amen. Your God is going to be moving, and God is moving by his power and his authority. Praise our God. Yes, I want you to get ready on next week, Friday night, we will be with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. You heard her. Those of you that was listening to the radio broadcast, she'll be in her church anniversary celebration, pastoral celebration. And we will be with them on Friday night down at 1500 Florida Avenue. We looking to see you. Come on. Beat us there. Beat us there. Service start at 8 o'clock down there. Beat us there and wait, and we're going to see the movement of God. It's going to be profound. God is going to do something within the midst of you. Praise our God. I want to give honor to Lady Watkins. Amen. And to our church, Mother Brown, and to all the prophets, Rita Prophetess Gathers, to all the evangelists. Amen. That's there at the Power, Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. And to the saints of God, the people of God that make up the body at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. I want to thank God for you. Hallelujah. How you've been out every 2 weeks, all 2 weeks in the revival. How you're coming out through the week now for the church anniversary celebration. I thank God for you, you and you. And those of you that are tuning in to the radio broadcast, I want to let you know there is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is hold your head up high. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Be not afraid, because the God we serve, he is able to do a sin above all we think or act. The God we serve, he's able to keep you. I like what the book of Jude said. Now unto him that is able to do what? To keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Praise our God. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. You're not being held as a hostage over here. God will keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. He will not force himself on you. All he wants you to do what? Hallelujah. Say, if you today you hear my voice, heart not your heart. Come on. All he wants you to do is open up your heart and let him come on in. He'll with you, and you'll consult with him. Today is the day that God wants to consult with you. Today is the day that God wants to talk with you. Today is the day that God wants to come in and commune with you. Hallelujah. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your healing. Today is the day of your breakthrough. Today is your day of your debut, of your release. What the enemy is trying to hold you fast to. Oh, today it breaks today, because why? Jesus said he come. Hallelujah. 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 He have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Today is the day of your breakthrough. Today is the day of your healing. Today is the day. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy is saying to you. We got to learn what the word of God says. We got to stick with what the word of God says. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. Hallelujah. When thou walkest through the water, you won't drown. Hallelujah. And when thou goest through the fire, you won't burn. God is with you. Hold your head up high, my friend. God is with you, my brother. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage. Do not walk with your head hung down, because our God lives, and he's on the throne, and he's going to fight for you. I like what he told Jehoshaphat. When Jehoshaphat began to seek the Lord, he told Jehoshaphat, come on here, stand still. Come on, you got to stand still on the promises of God. You got to stand still on God's word. Don't hang in there. stand in there. Come on, people are hanging. This is why they're getting discouraged. People are hanging. This is why they're walking and falling away, because they're not standing on the word of God. Yes, the trial is hard. Yes, the trial is rough. Yes, the going is rough and the going is tough. But oh, we got to know who's on the inside of us. You got to know who you are and where you are. Come on here. You're in the middle of a breakthrough. You're in the middle of coming out of this. Come on, you may be in the middle of a situation and it don't look good, it don't feel good. But I come by to tell you on this radio broadcast this morning that our God is still who he say he is. He's Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Nisi. Whatever we call him, God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, he's still working miracles today. There is a miracle in your mouth. There is healing in your mouth. All you got to do is continue to speak the word of God, no matter what it looks like. Our God reigns. Our God reigns, and he lives forevermore. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage, because he that will come shall come. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms right here. Let's go to Psalms 125. Come on here. It says, they that trust in the Lord shall. Come on here. They that trust in the Lord. People are trusting in everything. People are trusting in their monies in the bank. People are trusting in their final things in life, but we got to trust in our God that can, our God that will, our God that brought us through down through the years. He's still able to. Don't lose confidence in God. Don't lose your hope in God because you're going through. God, hallelujah. They shall, hallelujah, be as a mountain of Zion. Oh my God, which cannot be removed. Come on here. Oh my God, when you trust in God, hallelujah, you cannot be moved by circumstances and situations because he is able to do it. I want to let you know this morning, God is still on the throne, but they that trust in the Lord shall be like the mountain of Mount Zion. We cannot be removed. Come on here. Trials come. You got trials. I got trials. I've got tests. You got tests. But one thing about it, we can't be moved by it because Jesus, our Lord, our Elohim, our El Shaddai, the mighty one, the abreasted one, he is able to do it. He can do it. He have done it before, and he'll do it again. But don't lose your confidence in God, because you cannot be moved, because he will, hallelujah, do what he said he would do, hallelujah, as the mountains are, come on here, round about Jerusalem. So, come on here, so the Lord is around about his people. Oh, I love that. So God is around about you when you're going through. God is still there with you. Be of good courage when you're going through the waters. You're not going to drown. Don't fret. Don't panic. When you're going through the fire, you were built for the fire. Come on here. You was made to go through the fire. Come on here. So is the mountains around about Jerusalem. So is God around about you. The protection while you going through it. Come on, David. While you going through, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death? He said, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Oh, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I come by to tell you today, God is with you. He's around about you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Ain't no devil in hell can penetrate. Ain't no devil in hell can move you, because God is with you. Come on. Hallelujah. He's around about you. He's keeping you through this. He's bringing you through this. And if God don't bring you out right then, he's keeping you through it. If God don't heal you, he's able to do it. But we got to hold fast. Come on here. We got to hold fast. We got to stand fast on the promises of God. He's already there. He's already did it. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give up. Let the enemy know our trust is in God, the one that said, let there be, and there still stands today. The one that said, come on here, he spat on the ground. He made clay, anointed the blind man's eyes, and told the blind man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he came back seeing. He's the same God. Our trust and our hope is in God today. Come on here. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our God. Our God is able. Our God can, and he will bring you out. Trust God. Be not weary in well-doing. In all thou doing, be not weary in it, but hold your head up high. My God is able. He's able to come through. He's able to bring you out. Stop by this radio box this morning to let somebody know that God is able, but you got to trust him. I like what it said in that second verse. Hallelujah. As the mountains are around about Jerusalem, so, hallelujah, so the Lord is around about his people. We belong to God. We belong to God. We ain't going under. You belong to God. That trial ain't going to take you under. You belong to God. The water's not going to overthrow you. The fire's not going to burn you up. You belong to God. We belong to God. And we must hold on. We belong to God. We must hold out. Hallelujah. Because the race is not given to the swift, neither the strong, but it's given to the one that endured to the end. We got to trust in God. Trust in God and lean not to thine own understanding. Trust in God. I know it don't feel good, but trust in God. He's around about you, as David said here. Hallelujah. Our God can do it. He will do it. Do good, oh Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. That be good, and to them that are upon the righteous. Now, God, hallelujah. God is doing good to us because he will righteous. And when you are righteous, there is no good thing he will uphold from you. You got to trust God today. You got to give it over to God today. I don't care what it is. Send a man, you may be listening to me. Send a boy, send a girl, you may be listening to me. And you say, I'm having a rough time. I don't know what to do. I don't get everything. I'm about to at my wit's end, but I want to let you know today that the God we serve, the God I'm talking about, he's able to bring you out. He's able to save you. He's able to heal you and deliver you. You got to trust in God. I want to encourage somebody right now. You got to trust in God. You can't let the enemy see you, hallelujah, bowing and shaking. You got to stand flat footed on the word of God. Kevin Moshe, and let the enemy know that I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by what I hear. I'm not going to be moved by what come out my mouth. But the word of God, I'm a guard my eye gates. I'm a guard my ear gates. I'm a guard what come out of my mouth. Because when I'm going through, I'm still going to trust God. The enemy wants you to doubt God. The enemy wants you to say God ain't moving fast enough. The enemy wants you to look at the circumstances. But I come by to tell you today, let's do like David said. I lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah to God. He's not sleep. Glory to God. He's not sleep on your case. He's not sleep. He's going to bring you out. He's not going to give up. He's going to deliver you. Hallelujah. He sent his word and he healed them. Come on, you got to trust in God, because God, he can do it. You got to trust in God, because the God I know and the God that I believe in, he's got power. He's got power to bring you through. He's got power to heal you. He's got power to deliver you. He's got power to save you. We got to walk in our God-given bought right. Come on here. You got to walk in our God-given bought right. When the church go back and we get lined up with the word of God, we don't got lined up with circumstances and situations. We're looking at it. We're looking at it. Instead of looking at it through the eyes of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm talking about trusting in God today. You can't walk by sight, because sight will fool you. You can't walk by what you hear. Hallelujah. Because it will mess up your ears. Sometimes you hear something and it's not there. But you got to walk by this word of God. You got to walk by every word. I like what Jesus told Satan when Satan came up on him. Hallelujah. Begin to talk that talk. He said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said unto him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. And this, when you're going through, you got to trust God. And when you're going through, you got to keep the word coming out of your mouth like a fountain, like a water fountain. Hallelujah. Word in the morning, word in the evening, word at midnight, word when there is nothing else left to say. Let the word come up out of you and let that word go into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Because we trust in God. God is around about us, and he's coming around about us, Bishop. Oh, Matt Miller. He's coming about around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like what the one translation of the word says. Hallelujah. Even as Antoinette, I like what he said. He hastens to his word. He hastens to his word to perform it, Sister Nell. He hastens to his word, Stacy, to perform it. Hallelujah. He hastens to his word. Hallelujah, Sister Wright, to perform it. He hastens to his word, Sister Arlene, to perform it. He hastens to his word, Prophetess Doris Gavis, to perform it. Oh, God want to perform his word in us and through us, but we got to trust him. Don't look at the left. Don't look at the right. It seems like it's about to overthrow you. It seems like it's about to boil you down. But oh, the word of God, the word of God. We're standing on the word of God. We're trusting in the word of God. God is our helper. God is our helper in the midst of it all. We count it all joy in the midst of it all. God is with us in the midst of it all. Be not weary in the midst of it all. Hold your head up high in the midst of it all. Tell the devil, you can't steal my joy. You can't steal my peace, because God is camped all around about me. Even though I'm in the midst of this, even though it seems like to the eyes of people, to the eyes of loved ones that's standing around watching you, oh my God, I got to go to the grave side with Lazarus was in the grave. But when Jesus came to the grave, when you trust in God, I'm talking about trusting in God today. Oh, I like what Jesus said. Jesus looked up towards heaven and he prayed. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me when I pray. But just because do it for the benefit of those that's standing around. You got people standing around you. And because you're going through, they think you ain't coming out. I ain't got no witness here. Just because you're going through, they think you ain't going to make it. Just because you're going through, they think you're doing something wrong. But Jesus looked up towards heaven and he said, Father, I thank you that thou hearest me when I pray. Oh, when we pray, God hears us because his ears is open to the righteous cry. Hallelujah. When you pray and you pray unto God, and when you pray and you ask God, and when you pray and give it to God, you cast it upon you to God, he's going to hasten to his word to perform it for you. Hallelujah. He said, but because those that standing around do it, because of those that standing around and they don't believe that you're coming out, they don't believe that God is with you, but God is getting ready to reveal who you are through that. Trust in God. Come on, Brother Brian.